This is Utah Public Radio. I'm Shalene Smith-Needham. It's time for Flicks at 48. Here's Casey.
I reviewed the film Dr. Sleep. It's an awfully tall order to create a sequel to the iconic horror film The Shining, but first, a little history. Stephen King's third novel, The Shining, published in 1977, was adapted into an unforgettable film in 1980. Dr. Sleep is Stephen King's continuation of The Shining universe, with this sequel novel published in 2013. The small boy, Danny, who survived the terror of the haunted Overlook Hotel, is now an adult in this sequel and rebuilding his life alone in small-town New Hampshire. Struggling with sobriety and his telepathy, Danny discovers other people with his same psychic gifts, including a predatory group of marauders traveling across the country killing children. With a running time of 2.5 hours, the film thankfully remains entertaining and doesn't drag, but it took some time to understand the emotional tone of Dr. Sleep because it didn't feel especially scary. With telepathic characters who can enter each other's minds, control people's thoughts, and create realistic illusions, it's more like a fantasy film with suspenseful moments. All of the mental landscape scenes and concepts are shot very well and offer a visceral authenticity on characters' interior fears and desires. Dr. Sleep is not a failure, but it doesn't belong in the expected horror genre either.
So somewhat of a recommendation, maybe?
It was okay, yeah. It wasn't really a horror film.
All right. Thanks for being here, Casey.
Thank you.
See you next time.